Once again, welcome. Merry Christmas. Doesn't it seem a little early to say Merry Christmas? Yes and no? Let me try again. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
There we go. So glad you're here. Thank you for joining us for this Christmas celebration here at DBICC. I want to tell you a story. It's a legend, actually. There's an old book about three trees made popular just not too long ago by a lady named Angela Elwell Hunt. But here's how the story goes. Once upon a time, on a hill just outside a small village, there were three trees, three little trees. And as they began to grow, they were excited about their future, and they were sharing their dreams with each other. And the first tree said, "I am so excited because whenever I grow up, I'm going to become a treasure chest. I'm going to hold the most valuable items in the world, the jewels, the jewelry, the precious stones, the precious metals, all that's going to be in me. I'm going to hold the most precious things the world has ever known." That was his dream. The second tree said, "Okay, that's fine for you, but I like the water. I'm going to be a great ship. And so one day I'm going to be cut down, I'm going to be turned into a ship, I'm going to sail the mighty waters, and I'm going to have important people trusting in me to pass across the waters, and some of the most famous people on earth are going to ride in me. I'm going to be famous because of the people that I carry on the oceans. I want to be a great ship." And then the third tree said, "I also have a dream, and my dream is that I'm never cut down. I want to stay on this hill as long as I'm alive and grow tall and strong, and I want to point people to heaven. I want to point people to God to know that and remind people that God loves them." So those were the dreams of the three little trees as they began to grow. And sure enough, as the rains came and the sun shone on them, they did grow and they got bigger and stronger. And then one day, a man came to the hill with an axe. And he cut down the first tree. And he took the tree, and as the tree was going, he was like, "Yes, this is my chance. I'm going to be a treasure chest. I can't wait." But then they took this tree, and they made the tree into a feeding trough. A feeding trough. The tree was thinking, "No, not a feeding trough." And so every day, food would go in him, and then animals would come and they would just make a mess. I was like, "Oh, this is the worst thing ever. I'm supposed to be holding treasures and valuable things and I'm just holding mess. And oh, it's terrible." But then one night, a man and a woman came to the stable where he was. And it was a little bit strange because the man began to clean out all the mess from the feeding trough and put some blankets and some hay and things to make it softer. You think, "Okay, this is nice. I like how this is going so far." And then the woman had a baby right there in the stable. He's like, "Oh, haven't seen this before, right? Seen animals, but not people. Okay." So she has a baby right there, and there's this little baby, and they took the baby and they wrapped the baby in cloths and laid the baby in the feeding trough. And this manger, this little tree, was thinking, "Okay, this is definitely different. I've held a lot of nasty things, and now I'm getting to hold a baby. That's better. I'll go with this. Let's make it happen." So he was feeling pretty good about himself, and then it got better. Some shepherds came in from the fields, and they came into this man and this woman, and they said, "Hey, we were watching the sheep out in the field, and all of a sudden an angel showed up." And the angel said, "I have good news for you. The Messiah, the Savior, has been born, and you can find him if you go to the stable and look in the feeding trough. He'll be laying there wrapped in cloths. The Savior of the world has been born." And this little tree said, "Oh, wow. I am holding the greatest treasure ever. I am getting to hold the Savior of the world." So the first tree's dream came true. Let's celebrate about Jesus being born.